As you walk through the Medina in Fez in Morocco, you'll encounter hundreds of tiny businesses, from a young guy squeezing fresh orange juice to an elderly man selling hard-boiled eggs. So is there a system dictating who does what and where? Australian novelist Sandy McCutcheon has a re-ed in the Medina and is author of the blog The View from Fez.
There is a system, and in some cases it's people simply squatting. In the less desirable spots, it's people who simply squat, and occasionally they'll be moved on. But there is a system of local, a few dirhams here, a few dirhams there, to make sure there are no problems and they're okay to set up there. There may be underneath a more formal system, but I've never seen it policed, with one rare exception, that opposite one of the cafes recently, beside a rose petal stall that's been there forever, selling rose water and stuff like that, somebody had set up selling fresh herbs and so on, and there was a bit of a contretemps about it. There was a bit of a argy-bargy went on, and the following day I noticed there were two soldiers there assisting the person to move on. It may have been that they were blocking a little alleyway, or it may have been that they were just hadn't done the right thing and got in with the local people. They may have been an outsider trying to muscle in. But in most places, there is a territory given. For example, there is a very badly handicapped man who is brought every day in a taxi to just inside the Medina, around the corner from the post office at Batar. And he is always nicely dressed in a white jellaba, and he can't talk, he's unable to talk, but he has a little bag, and people go along and give him money. Now, he has that spot. I've never seen anyone else go to that spot. There are people who would obviously like it, but he, for some reason or other, has that spot and it's his. I think in a lot of cases like that, it's first in, best dressed, and he's been there for the longest time. And he now has regular patrons. When I come along, I always give him 2 dirhams. He sees me coming, he gets quite excited and makes some noises and opens a bag for me to throw the money in, because he's incapable of taking money in his hand. And it's surprising the number of foreign people who actually do give zakat, or giving to local people like that. And the Moroccans love it when they do. A couple of times Moroccans have come up to me and said, thank you so much for doing that. Well, I don't do it to get the thanks. I do it because I'm here, I'm living in Fez, and it's what you do. But that entrepreneurial thing again, that guy has been brought there in a taxi. At the end of the day, someone collects him and takes him away. Halfway through the day, if it's hot, someone comes along, gives him a glass of water and washes his face with a cloth. And these are not people who are paid to do this. This is just the local community looking after this seriously handicapped guy. Orange sellers and things like that, they've been there for years. There was probably a long time ago a squabble over who was who and what was what. And occasionally you'll see someone new try to muscle in and they'll just get given the flick. Is there a payment involved to maintain your spot? I don't know. There probably is. There's probably somebody who's the boss of the street who gets a couple of dirhams here, a couple of dirhams there. But those street stalls and street markets and itinerant little shopkeepers who set up on the pavement are part of the joy of Fez. It's not too regulated. It hasn't become a bit like Marrakesh where everyone is registered. It's much less formal than that. With the shops, there is quite a lot of money involved in getting a little hanout now. It can cost up to 20,000 euros just to get the key to open a shop, and after that a rental of 300 to 500 dirhams a month. So it can be quite expensive. The government has put a lot of money into micro-businesses, so a lot of those people who started off at street level, working their way up to getting a shop, they probably can get into a shop far cheaper than a foreigner can, who would have to pay the full 20,000. And we are seeing a lot more small shops. There is a problem that the local traders say that there are too many shops selling the same things, but already there are Moroccan micro-businessmen, small business people, street-level people, who are saying, there is an avenue for this, or there is a need for this in the Medina. Let's see if we can start a little business like that. So they're thinking about it. They are very clever, very savvy, and inshallah, they'll keep Fez and the economy ticking over beautifully.
That's Sandy McCutcheon, author of the blog The View from Fez. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.